So, Paul, bit of a tough match, winning 9-7 in the end, but it was a bit of a close call for you.
Yeah, it was a close call. There were some very, very key legs in there. I did break him a couple of times, and he brought me straight back. But the two legs that really won me that match, apart from, obviously, the last leg, were the one before the break, and I put myself 6-4 in front instead of being 5-all. The other one was the first one after the break. You know, we only had 2 minutes, and I sat down for about 30 seconds, rested my knees a bit, and went in there with double eight after nine darts and hit it in 11. So, you know, it gives me a bit of impetus. I played okay there. I played better than last night. And the positivity I'll take from that is that, you know, I played okay my first game yesterday. I played better my next game, but I played even better there. So if I can play better than that tomorrow, I could probably mix it up.
So you're looking for constant improvement all the time. How will you go about doing that?
I think it's about, you know, knowing when I'm on tomorrow and preparing right, you know, leading up to the right game. Obviously, I won't know that for probably another hour. But I'll go back to the hotel room now. I'll get some rest, you know, drink a lot of water. And, you know, it's very, very hot in here, so you've got to keep yourself hydrated properly. I did learn that from last year. And I think that's the one thing that, you know, I didn't actually realise that I needed going into the Sunday. I was a little bit dehydrated going into the quarterfinals. So I've learned that. So I'm going to go back, probably drink about 2 litres of water. You know, give myself a little bit of energy. You know, hopefully I can sleep properly. I don't usually sleep well in hotels, which is one of the reasons why I'm tired all the time. But I'm looking forward to tomorrow now. I've got my expectation of the weekend based on my form, and now it's a free rolling. That's what I like to call it. I'm free rolling. So what I've got now, whoever I got, no pressure. Go up and just do my job.
As we can hear in the background, it's quite an electric atmosphere. What is it like actually being out there playing in front of those fans?
Well, the first couple of years I played here, I didn't enjoy it because I didn't have any fans out there. I had a lot of hecklers. But weird sensation out there tonight. I had a lot of supporters and Mickey didn't have many. And I felt a little bit uneasy about that. I actually did contemplate wearing earplugs this weekend. Tried them out. Didn't feel comfortable with them. But it's an electric atmosphere, and after last year, I feel more comfortable playing here now. And I think that really has helped me the last couple of nights.
And who are you hoping for in the next round, in the fourth round draw?
Well, anybody who's watched the last 3 years knows that I'm going to get Gary Anderson the next game. I called it last year on the Friday night, and I got Gary Anderson. So you can guarantee it's going to happen again. I've never played in a UK Open, and I haven't played him. So it's bound to happen. If I don't get Gary, then I'll probably get Phil.
Have you got a message for your A-list fans?
They're loyal. They do stick by me. And